Hey there, listeners. This is your psychic Christine, and all I'm going to say today is, oh my God, everything that is going on in this country and all the stuff that I'm seeing here and there on the news, because nowadays, sadly, watching the news, a lot of, political stuff. Not necessarily the truth, but a lot of political, so they're keeping a lot from us and they're telling us, whichever information they want to give us that's going to benefit the whole presidency stuff that's going on, sadly. So even prior to all of this, guys, I'm gonna highly recommend not watching the news if it's making you feel down or negative. This was something that used to be said in the past also, because everything on the news was always referencing something negative. It was negative, negative, negative. Now it's negative on a whole other level and very dishonest. For example, I was watching Fox News, and there was a lot of craziness going on in Fox News in Los Angeles at UCLA in relation to this protesting and all that business. And then when I put CNN on to see what they had to say, they were not even talking about it. It was like, basically, what I'm saying is they just want to give us anything that's going to influence our voting decisions. So that's like so sad. And even, setting all of that aside, it's so hard to know what is going on when it comes to politics behind closed doors. And one thing that I know for sure is it's all about money and following the money trail. That's what I know. And whatever we get is not even like a quarter of the reality of what's happening. And we will never know the truth behind all of this. We're only getting, some information because they're just venging one another. So that's why I never talk about politics, because there's just no telling what the truth is. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about dollars and cents. That's my opinion. I don't know how many of my listeners agree with me on that, because we'll never really know what the truth is. We can only imagine. And whatever you can dream up, it's probably 100 times worse. So, yeah, but back in the day, the news was always negative, but now it's like I told you, on a whole other level, and the whole country feels very lawless to me right now. Of course, protesting and all of that, freedom of speech, absolutely, but these people are, the whole thing is getting really scary. I'm not, for police violence and anything like that, but that all these things, in my opinion, have to be handled individually. It's like we're really kind of off here to fend for ourselves because of the defunding of the police. A lot of them, aren't doing their job the way that they should or could, or being on top of things the way that they could be. A whole bunch of stuff I'm sure you heard. So from this day forward, I'm not really going to pay much mind to all of that, because, like I said, there's nothing we can do about it at the end of the day. In my opinion, who we vote for doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Everybody behind the scenes has some other kind of agenda. I'm sure they already know who the next president is going to be without even us having to touch that business. So, that's just my thinking. And I could be wrong, but I am open to listening or reading any comments that you guys want to share. In the interim, Ladies and gentlemen, and whoever is listening into this podcast, I want you to just keep your chins up, not allow that to trouble you in any way, shape, or form. And this is the reason I was watching a Netflix show just the other day. Let me find the name of it so you can also watch it. It's called on Netflix, The Social Dilemma. And I would love for you people here to watch that Netflix show, The Social Dilemma, because it is going to explain how the internet and social media affects our children, affects our decision making and everything that we do, and how many people that work for these major players on the internet, social media and Instagram and all of that, how they are upset with how us human beings are being influenced by this. Basically, they're admitting that we're being hypnotized. And one of the things that one of the people said on this program or this movie, documentary is what it is all of us are getting different information based on what we search. And this is, in fact, the cause, or they believe that this is the cause, and I can believe it too, of the great divide that we are having, all of us in the United States. It's a show, a documentary that's telling us why we're having such a difficult time with our children and how, we're basically being used for the big guys so they can put money in their pockets. So, like I said, at the end of all of this, it's all about money. And the games people play when it comes to stuff like that, very few people can be able to match wits with that kind of stuff. Because I certainly am not one of those people. It can get really ugly, really dirty, and really complex. So, with that being said, I would love for you guys to just watch that documentary so you can realize how so many of us are being influenced by social media. And that way, if we can be more conscientious of what is going on and who is the culprit at the end of the day, then we can be able to control what we allow ourselves to absorb. Okay? Because, if they're going to tell us some things every day, every day, every day, every day, every time we open up our telephones and we get this kind of, we're fed all of this toxic information, of course it's going to have an impact on us, how we feel, maybe what we're going to do that day, how it affects our children, which is the saddest thing of all, because nowadays the children are like so depressed. And this is something I knew years ago. Years ago, when all this internet stuff began, I think it was 02, 03, something like that. I said, our kids that are not mature enough to handle, our kids are not mature enough to handle the information that they're being given online, and they're going nuts as a result. Because it takes a certain amount of maturity before, it's just like this movie is rated R, this is PG. There wasn't anybody. And even now, we can't control what our children are exposed to. So at the end of the day, putting all of this other political stuff to the side, The root cause, in my opinion, of the division between parents and their children, the division in the country, I mean, it's never been like this since the Civil War, is all social media related, and all of these multi-billionaires, like they don't have enough money to try to be nice for a change and think about our welfare for a change. They just want to make more and more because I guess a few billion dollars just isn't enough, from what I'm gathering from these people, you know? So, but there are definitely still good people out there in this world. And when I saw this documentary and people stepping up and leaving those jobs that they were getting paid a fortune for, I thought it was really brave of them to come out, create this documentary, and tell us the truth. It's important to know. So, you know, all of what it is that I'm saying affects your mind, your body, your spirit. It makes us fearful of making decisions about stuff right now. We're just kind of waiting in many ways for this dust to settle. But at the end of the day, my advice, my opinion, this is nothing but smoke and mirrors. All of this that's going on, okay? It's like this whole illusion that people are creating. Because at the end of the day, for all I know, Donald Trump and Biden could be best friends and working together. And I wouldn't be shocked if I heard that. This could all be, like I said, something else going on. You just never know when it comes to this kind of stuff, especially politics. These are, like I said, things that we all knew. And my parents used to talk about, you know, politicians and what they really are and blah, blah, blah. And it's just showing up more and more and more obvious. And it's creating more negativity. Instead of things getting better, they're just getting worse. So, moving forward, like I said, I'm bringing all of this stuff up because it's really impossible not to talk about on this podcast and not to discuss it. I do my best to not talk about politics and all of that stuff and just kind of keep it on our overall spiritual, mental, and physical well-being. But yeah, this is having an impact on all of that. Like I said, I just want all of us, my listeners, to be conscientious of this stuff so that you can know, you know, what to take to heart and what to leave out. Okay? So, moving forward, remember to meditate. Remember to speak abundance upon your life. And don't allow yourself to be influenced by these outside energies because it's all basically a bunch of drama and illusion that they create so they can just make more money. So that doesn't mean that there's anything about our lives that we need to change over something that has really nothing to do with us. Okay? Because it really doesn't. It's all about them. And yeah, so speak abundance upon your life and keep your eye on the ball and make sure that, you know, you are sustaining your well-being. We are all working very hard in our lives to do our personal best. And the last thing that we need in this world is all of this toxic and negative information. So, with that being said, namaste, everybody, and I want to wish all of you the very best of luck. I think that there was a little bit of an issue with me posting the link to my affirmations book in my last episode, but I finally got that straightened out. It's the best guide affirmation, and I would like you guys to go ahead and take advantage of that. Because there's some stuff clearly there that you can use. So I'm encouraging you to go ahead and purchase that. And I'm currently also working on a book in relation to many of us in regard to people pleasing. Okay. So the book is basically about how we spend so much time making sure that everyone is happy with who we are because of how we serve them. Which there's really nothing terribly wrong in that, but sometimes we can become so consumed in people pleasing and making other people happy that it takes over our space because there's not enough room for us to actually think about what, in fact, makes us happy. And we have a tendency of losing our own identity. I can't count how many people that I have worked for that really, I mean, it sounds, very cliche, have to find themselves because their identities had gotten lost in doing stuff for other people, making other people with happy. And making other people happy, like kind of reinventing themselves to make others pleased with them. And then, after years and years and years of doing this kind of thing, sometimes women well into their 50s have to sit back and think about who am I? What am I all about? What is my identity? And it's kind of like starting from scratch, trying to figure themselves out and their place in the world because they became so enmeshed in everyone else and didn't have a minute to think about, taking better care of themselves, thinking about what makes me happy, self-care, loving yourself, all that stuff, So it's kind of this. There's nothing, like I said, wrong with being, serving others. It's actually a very good thing to serve others, but there has to be a balance. We cannot serve others out of fear of rejection, out of an addiction to people pleasing, and it starts off as a good thing, and then the next thing you know, when it's done in excess, it starts to become self-sabotaging, and then it turns into a negative thing. So that's going to be my next book after the Affirmations book, and I will let you know when that becomes available. So again, namaste, everybody. I want to wish all of you the very best of luck, and I want you all to be happy, blessed, and successful on your journey. So until next time, signing off. This is Tea Talk and Tarot, your psychic Christine Wallace. Feel free to comment. I'd love for you guys to share this podcast for whoever you think might need this. And yeah, put the likes, put the comments, put the reviews. That would be super helpful to me if you guys were to do that. Again, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.